Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello there.
What the heck is that? Welcome to our show on Friday. This episode, I can't wait to see what's going to happen in this episode, actually. Jill and I talk about my bad behavior, Jack's bad behavior at investor meetups, because people lie.
Could be Jack's, but it's Jack's bad behavior at fill in the blank.
Yeah, before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay, Mike wrote, what level of due diligence are people using checking the title for their deals? I'm really struggling with analysis paralysis right now because I don't feel comfortable I'm able to check clear title. I thought maybe I missed something, so I went back to the program, and the only thing in section 7, oh boy, talk about detail, this is great, I found was the program states to call the county and ask them to verify the owner.
Yeah, the vesting deed scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And no, you didn't miss anything. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jill.
I've also heard of the podcasts where they, us, say to pull a report and check there. But the county I had apparently didn't provide that info because there was nothing title related that was in the report. Thank you.
I put this question in. Good stuff.
Yeah,
it's a longer question, but it's really worth it.
Yeah, we're going to answer all of this. Is anyone doing anything more than just calling the county to verify the owner name? If so, could I ask what and where? Are you requesting title abstracts? Are you finding counties that have their deeds available online and just going through those? Is anyone working in counties where the deeds aren't online and the county isn't providing anything?
There's 25 great questions in this.
Uh-huh. And to the data service for the report, if so, what are you doing? Just checking the current owner with the county and hoping there's nothing off in previous transfers? Okay, can we go piece by piece, please, Jack, and then
sure.
We'll each weigh in on this?
Sure.
Okay, because this is really good
stuff. We are going to spend a few minutes on this because it's important as heck.
Exactly. This is kind of the meat of the show.
Well, it's really, okay. I can behave bad anytime.
We could talk about that, but this really is really good stuff, so I want to back up here. All right. Due diligence. What is this? This is making sure that the person you're talking to that says, yes, I own the property, not only owns the property, but they are the person, you know, or maybe it's two people. You got everybody, the right people are involved to make the decision, and it was transferred appropriately, correctly, all the way up until them. So what you're doing is making sure that, you know, it's like, you know, you just want to make sure that when they bought the property, there wasn't anything crazy left over, any gaps in the chain and all of that. Jack, you want to add on?
A long time ago, the federal government owned a piece of property that you're about to buy. They chose to homestead it around the 1800s. At that point, somebody got it. Somebody bought it. They either homesteaded it or they bought it for $1 an acre or $5 an acre. From that point, there's been a chain of title. That guy owned it, then he deeded it to somebody, then somebody got it, owned it for a while, then deeded it to somebody, and on and on and on. That's called the chain of title. And so you want to verify that there were no breaks in the chain of title, there were not, that the person that's now owns it and is about to convey it to you as a new owner is A, does own it, and B, the allowable legal party to convey the property to you. That's what title insurance insures against. It insures against some of that stuff not being true.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, go ahead, Jill.
So what we are fortunate enough that we have access to this stuff. So that's a little, I don't know if it's really a secret. It's just really a benefit to us. You know, Jack and I have been able to get access to, I mean, you can go on the county and do your own due diligence for some counties, but not all counties. And some counties, too, it's all different, too, by the way.
Yeah.
The way they all input it, report it, all that good stuff. It's not there. So what we have is, we have two ways of doing it. One is through...
We're soon to have three, but
right,
go ahead.
Through RealQuest Pro, I can pull the information and through my favorite is Title Pro 24/7, which is our thing, because what we're working on is going into doing our own title reports.
So I'm going to ask you real specific questions because you know more about this than I do, seriously. Mm-hmm. With RealQuest Pro and with Title Pro, I know you can pull the vesting deed mm-hmm. for sure, and the vesting deed is the deed that where the person that you're talking to on the phone and you're about to buy the property, mm-hmm. do they own the property? So that you can confirm that very effectively.
Correct.
Can you go back further about the chain of title and see who owns what there?
I go back, yes. And the best for me is I go back into, especially if there's any kind of a lien or mortgage stuff on there, you can see all of that. If you could pull a property report in Title Pro, it'll go back a ways for you and show you prior ownership information.
Okay.
So that's the best. That's how
I mean, that's
it.
What a title agent does.
Exactly.
That is a title plant.
That's what it's for.
Without getting into a tremendous amount of detail, that's the basis for a title plant.
Right. Now, having said that, one little thing I want to share here is...
It's not just that we have access, by the way, because Jill just said a second ago, we have access to all that. As a member of Land Academy, you have access to all of those tools also.
Correct.
The same level of access that we have. It's part
exactly.
of your subscription fee.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. Jack and I never keep any of that from anybody. Well, yeah. What you have is what I have.
Exactly.
That's it. So, one thing to point out is most title companies only go back 30 to 40 years. So please keep in mind, because this happens a good percentage of the time, you might be talking to Mr. or Mrs. Smith who have owned the property since 1962. So if you're staring at the vesting deed and Mr. or Mrs. Smith are alive and well and able to sign and it says 1962, I'm done.
That's a green flag for me. You know, we talk about red flags all the time. If you're talking to somebody who's owned the property for 10, 20 years, you know, and they have a cute little story about how they bought it with their brother or something,
mm-hmm.
that's you're good. You're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Yep, thank you very much. So he's talked about, yes, you do want to verify the owner. And you know what? That was back, you know what's really interesting? When we did the program 2 years ago, we didn't have all this right at our fingertips. And that was the quickest way,
right.
was to call the county and just say, I want to verify ownership
That's
information.
That's right. We didn't have Title Pro back then.
Exactly.
We had RealQuest only.
Now, that is still a very good way to do it, but even faster way. And you can do it on your own at midnight. It's just pull it yourself, which is great.
Yep.
So I covered that. Now, you said on the podcast where we pull our title report, pull a report and check there. Yep. That's where I do that.
At Title Pro.
Exactly. But the county I had apparently didn't provide that info because there was nothing in the title related that was in the report.
Can you stop there for a second?
Sure, yeah, go for it.
The county is not going to have access to a title report. All right?
Right.
All the time we say, call the county if you're wondering. No, nobody at the county has access to any title, anything.
Right.
The title report and the title insurance policies and all that, the owner has.
Right.
Never gets recorded.
Exactly. So... Is there anything, I'm moving on to the next part of this here, unless you think I missed anything.
No, absolutely.
Is anybody doing
this
anything?
This turned out to be a technical show.
It did.
I thought it was going to be fun because it's Friday.
Sorry. These are really good stuff.
This is stuff you're interested in.
Well,
I think it's cool.
Because you know why? Okay, Mike is hung up on this, and I'm just trying to, I'm sure Mike's not alone.
Yeah.
I am sure that there are many of our members that are a little nervous on this, and they're calling it analysis paralysis when I just think they're just nervous. Like, can I really trust this?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about this, and here's why. Okay, so is anybody doing anything more than just calling the county to verify the owner name? Yeah. So, again, although, here's what I did in the old days, and you're right on this, Mike. In the old days, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I have the vesting deed. It's from 1972, I confirmed ownership. It's still them. That's it. So I'm done.
You're done?
So, no, not done, but you know what I mean? It passed my test.
Wow, our rules are reversed today.
I know. Are you requesting title abstracts? Only
no.
If there's a red flag, or only if it's a big dollar amount, or if there's something else going on.
If there is a red flag by the way, and it's a property that you know you're going to make a bunch of money on, order just go through title.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you get this far and you're asking yourselves these questions, order a title. Just go get a title.
So here's the thing. So when you're asking yourself these questions, you shouldn't be asking it on a property you're buying for $200. But if you're buying a property for $10,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 or $8,000.
Or $100 million.
Yeah. Now I'm asking these questions and I want to do this the right way. So yes. Or two, like Jack was just saying.
I have a surprise at the end of this.
You know, you know, it's got to be a good deal for me to want to do this. I mean, even a $500 deal. If I have a $500 deal and somebody passed on and there's a trust issue and all this stuff, I might not be doing that deal.
Yeah.
But if it's a couple thousand dollar deal because I'm going to stand to make $10,000, yep, all right, now I'm going to put in the extra work. So this is some stuff you have to think about, and that helps with your decision. Because here's the reality. What if I did something wrong and I'm out $250?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I bet that next deal is going to make up for that deal and then some. So it's okay.
Yeah.
So that I want that you to know that when you're in this fear analysis paralysis stage, that should help be part of your decision.
Plus, there's a bunch of mail that's going to come tomorrow mm-hmm. with a bunch of signed offers in it. If you're doing everything right and sending a lot of offers out, and if you're hung up on one, just throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Move on to the next deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Is anybody working in counties? I'm going to go on. So I'm wrapping up these questions here. This is the end of it. Is anybody working in counties where the deeds aren't online
yeah.
and the county isn't providing anything to the service
Absolutely.
For the report?
Heck yes.
So what are you doing? Just checking the current owner with the county and hoping there's nothing off in previous title transfers.
We just signed up with a company called DataTrace. And DataTrace is the title plant company in this country. Title Pro is not. In RealQuest, that's not their focus at all. They're a data company. But when you talk about abstracts and title plants and hard to get information on property that's rural, DataTrace is the answer. So I've had series after series of conference calls with everybody from up and down the chain of there. And we'll release a product with TitleMind that provides exactly what you're talking about. You type in the assessor's parcel number, the state county. You'll either see a ton of information there that'll satisfy you, or you're going to need to request more, in which case I'm going to recommend at that point that you just find somebody to do it. And we provide a super simple solution to do that also. So Mike, with no last name, by the way, I understand your point completely, and you're not the first person who's asked this. I've always kind of, it's nebulous, isn't it, this whole title business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is intentionally, it's like, what's a title? It's in the, then it's called a clouded title.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the clouds.
It's
you know, it's not.
It seems,
like,
it's scarier. It sounds scarier than it is for some reason.
Yeah, it's not like math where you can get to the bottom of it. Oh yeah, that's it, it's a good deal.
Uh-huh.
Is the title clear or not? Yes or no? Well, there's this, but it seems like it's okay. That's the answer I always get.
Oh, no.
So
it
that
should be,
is the reason that TitleMind is here now.
Yeah, you should be able to, and it's not scary. All you're doing is making sure that name matches that name, matches that name, matches that name. You're working backwards to make sure this person bought it from that one, got it. Okay, he bought it from that one, got it. He bought it from that one, got it. Until I hit X number of years that satisfies my criteria, then I'm good.
Here's the takeaway from this, Mike, and everybody else. 95% of the problems that you could theoretically ever have, and by the way, we've done 15,000 deals and never, I'm knocking on wood, never had a problem with anything like this. 95% of all your concerns are related to this one fact. Is the person that's going to convey the property to you the person that you're talking on the phone with? And if the answer is yes, you're sure Sally Smith is deeding it to X, to you, and Sally Smith's on the end of the phone, and you send a notary out there and the whole thing, you're 95 to 98 to 99%. You will never have talk about this deal again.
Mm-hmm.
The problems come, and you find out really fast if the recorder's sharp that the person who is trying to convey the property to you is the...
It's the
niece
grandson.
Of the yes. Then you gotta smoke all that.
Grandpa said to sell it for her. Sell it for, and it's just like, wait a minute. Hold on a moment. You are not the decision maker. This is not the right thing.
So while this is an awesome question, it's largely academic. In reality, you're burning through this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill's right. If it gets all screwed up and you lose two or three or $100 or $5,000, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Open another letter and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Man, we blew this show on this topic. I mean,
no,
on this question.
That was good. No, that was good, though. I think that we did reverse. That was the meat of the show. Now we'll do the fun of the show.
Okay.
Which is your bad behavior.
So Jill and I, for fun, sometimes we go to these investor meetups, these real estate investor meetups, either on meetup.com or, you know, because we see them on TV.
We get reached out in email and things like that. We get
And we go to like a Hilton and we sit there and listen to these people spew garbage. This is a rant show for me, you know?
I guess that's what this is. This is Jack, we're just going to call it Rant Friday or something Friday.
Yeah, Friday rant.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so It's very hard for me to, and I never go alone because I can't contain my disgust, but Jill and I go together, and it's amazing to me, the stuff that people stand up on a stage and have no transaction experience at all. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, you can flip a house. How many houses have you flipped on? Mm-hmm. Oh, I flipped a lot. Really? How many? Oh, I flipped a lot of houses, sir. Oh.
Exactly.
You flipped none.
Exactly.
And you're 13 years old.
I know, exactly. You know what's so funny? When you wrote this talk about the bad behavior, I was thinking my comment is this: how you act in these words. So Jack and I usually sit in the back of the room, too. We're kind of trying to be a fly on the wall and just see what's going on and what people are talking about and what they're interested in.
I think they're lenders.
And how we can help.
They always say we have the secret list. There's always a secret. Yeah. If you pay us, we'll give you the secret.
Oh, yeah. You have to pay $10,000 and come back next week.
I think they're lenders. That's what I think they are.
But what's funny is this is how I imagine you in school, by the way, because you sit there. You sit there and you get mad.
I know.
You make noises.
Really?
I make noises. You're like, ugh. You throw your papers. Geez. You know, it's actually funny. No, you're good. You roll your eyes. You are hilarious. You go, ugh. You cross your arms.
I just want the truth.
You know, it's
really
funny.
We all just want the truth about stuff.
Funny how you are. So, but it's good. No, it's really good. I wonder how many times, because you say it's a 1 in 10 scenario. I wonder how many people have recognized us, because especially when we're together. When you and I walk around together, it's pretty easy to, if anybody's seen any of our stuff, it's pretty easy to tell, oh, look who that is. But they don't come up. So I wonder how many people have noticed who we are in the back of the room, but they don't say anything.
They always come up and say, are you the land people?
Huh?
I'm like, that's a good phrase.
That's you that do. That's where I said, yes, we are the land people. That's our thing. Land people. Mm-hmm.
So I'll try to curb my behavior next time. Or maybe not. You know what I probably should do in the end is just, if it's that disgusting, just walk out. I'm trying to learn, though. Honest to God, I'm trying to learn how not to do this and how not to come off, you know?
Why?
In our stuff.
Oh.
Like, I don't want to come off all salesy ever, because our crap's actually really useful.
Uh-huh.
Or we don't release it. There's no sales pitch to it. If you don't see what we offer as a tool to succeed, that's my question to all these people. Well, okay, great. So you can flip houses and make money. I know that. What tools do I need? What do you mean tools? You get in your car and you drive for dollars. No. That's not a tool.
Right.
I want like data or a cheaper way to drive for dollars mm-hmm. than if you believe in that thing, which I don't. So
exactly.
So there's no real, it's all philosophy mm-hmm. and no reality.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But like what you said, I mean, that's really who we are. And we're here solving problems because our people ask for them and we need them too. So that's it. We're not here to sell a bunch of whatever, you know, tell people that you've got to have this fancy knife. It's going to replace your whatever. No, that's not our thing.
Yeah, or you need this special list to, if you send all these people a postcard on this special list that we've preset for you and pre-identified and pre-sorted, then you're going to buy a property.
I've had people ask me that. Can I just buy it? I'm like,
I know.
Oh,
people
hell
ask me that
no.
all the time. Why would I? What we do here is we show you and teach you how to make your own list from the assessor database in the best, most efficient way possible. So it's not about us. This show is not about us. It's about these people that just don't have any clue about this.
Well, my thing is too, if you're getting a list, quote unquote, from somebody else, you don't know what's not on there that you might need.
Yeah.
And you don't know how they sorted and did all that stuff. You really need to do this yourself.
Right.
You need to make sure you're getting the right people, the right parcels, all the right data that you need to make your decision and make your offers.
And then you need access to an environment where other people are doing the same thing so you all can learn together.
Mm-hmm.
And then if a couple of you are successful and you get along, do it together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're providing is an environment for that. And why we're the only ones. We're the only ones. If anybody knows any other environment that's doing this, I'd love to hear it because I'll join.
It's true.
There's bigger pockets, but bigger pockets is just a big pile of...
It's gotten a little different right now, and it's not everybody's really nice in there and supportive and helpful.
I've noticed that, too.
It's, you know what? It's almost a little more salesy sometimes. I feel like, oh, you're just trying to sell me. You're with yellow letters. Okay, great. You're really not helping me. So, or something like that. And then some people are just not nice. I don't really know what their angle is.
I don't know what
the
anger is. There's a lot of anger in bigger pockets, Jill. I've noticed that the same thing, really, like in the last 2 or 3 months.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you this.
Probably because they got swindled.
If you're looking for a good environment, the right environment, where there's a ton of free stuff and a lot of help, help, go to landinvestors.com. And it's not up, it's coming right now. It's going to be an awesome site.
Might be
great
up now.
Community and answers. So if it's not up and available, where you can just join in and start doing some stuff right now, put your email address in and you will be notified when it is, because it's going to be awesome. That's going to be the catch-all, one big place. So thank you.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. You know, that show turned out great because we actually did. It was actually meaningful. And if it was 20 minutes of me ranting, then that wouldn't be good.
Right.
Instead, it was like only 3 minutes.
Exactly. It was enough fun stuff to talk about, but more information. And that's, I think, what everybody wants.
Great week, Jill. Very prosperous week. We got a lot of stuff done.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.